Big games on deck this weekend with the Georgia-Florida game going down. And Coach Kirby Smart for the Dogs, he gave updates on the availability of some of their top players. One being their starting right guard, Tate Ratledge, who for the last four games has been out after he sustained a knee and ankle injury. He had tightrope surgery on his ankle. He was able to dress out for their win against Texas. Here's Smart on an update on Ratledge.
We're hopeful. I mean, we think he's going to be able to give us something. He worked some last week, took some reps, did rehab over the weekend. You know, hopefully he's raring to go. I mean, I know he wants to play in this game. It's really important to him.
I think he just needs to sit another week. I think he needs to get healthy. I don't think there's any reason to rush this.
Right.
I think
you guys don't need him to be Florida.
I think Tate needs to be healthy for the stretch run, starting with Ole Miss, because that's a road game. It's in the afternoon though, so but you know, hottie toddy, right?
Yeah, that tightrope. You know, 4 to 6 weeks, man. He's on the front end of that, so hats off to him, the work he's done, because I know they want him back ASAP.
Kirby Smart also gave an update. Thanks for telling me to turn my mic on. on the defensive line side of things and the progress of junior Michael Williams. He suffered an ankle injury in Georgia's season opening win against Clemson. And so they are hopeful to possibly be able to get him back soon as well. So that would be some good news as they go in to face powerhouse in the Florida Gators.
Yeah, you know, I sounded like a shot. I know what you're doing there, and I don't like it.
That
team knows where they're at. They know what they aren't right now, and I don't think they need to be reminded.
It was not a shot.
Did your voice get a little scratched there, Bo? Did you get a little emotional? A little touchy?
Like it. I'll say this. This rivalry is one of the weirder ones in college football because it's not a back and forth. I mean, like Alabama dominates Auburn year in and year out. It's like every ninth year Auburn maybe jumps up, or every fifth year or something. Now, they're close games. They're good games. But Florida-Georgia is one that goes in runs, and a lot of times those runs equal blowouts. I mean, Georgia was dominated in the 90s and early 2000s, most of the early 2000s, by Florida. And since Kirby's gotten there, he has flipped the script, and he's dominating Florida and Georgia. And just like Georgia dominated the rivalry in the 80s. So,
you know, hey, anything's
their run. It's their turn.
Possible.
It's their turn. Let them have
anything's